Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. We learned today many folks have asked the waiter, their waiter, or their server, very dumb questions.
Yeah, can I have no sausage or chicken in the sausage chicken?
Yeah, please. That'd be great. And you're going to stuff it. I don't want it stuffed either. Just, I will have a plate with air on it, please. We also played a little mix and match today in honor of National Clean Out Your Bookcase Day, and we are learned, well-read, literate people.
Apparently, Martin Short wrote a long book.
That's right. That and much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
With the Tesla now, and I don't know if other cars do it. I only know if the Tesla can do it. I don't have a Tesla, but I've seen the videos online. You can go in and adjust the sound your car makes, and there are some that are built in. And now I understand you can actually plug a USB drive in and load in other sounds. So arguably, today, your car horn could sound like anything you wanted to. We are under the understanding that it will only work, though, when you're parked, that okay. You can't necessarily use it in motion.
Right.
But if you could make your car horn sound like anything, what would it sound like? Heather, very clearly, a lion's roar. I mean, that would that would get you moving.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. 708, I want my horn to be a police siren. I don't know that they would be okay with that.
That's probably why this law exists.
It's probably why
you can't change your horn noise.
Something on the books on that, I'm sure.
I like this one very much. 708, I want my car horn to be Whip playing the trombone. We're moving. We're going. Okay. I'm sorry. You're right. I cut you. I'm sorry. Imagine you just hit it once and it does this.
Someone didn't move at a light fast enough, and this is still
now you're at the next light and it's still going.
That will get you the road all to yourself. People will completely change their route just to get out of that sound.
It would have to be.
Yeah.
6-3-0, I want my horn to be my girlfriend yelling. That'll make anybody get up and move. Okay. That's nice. 847, I want the horn to simply be me going, really? Really? Really?
That would be good.
That'd be really nice to have. Really? Really? 630, I want the hyenas from Lion King. Kind of nice. Just like a hyena making a bunch of noises. A lot of different options for what it could be. We also got a couple of U847-773s. If I were to have a horn, I'd want it to be the Imperial March.
Oh, yeah.
Again, you would just hit it and just have to wait. We're going. I'm going. We're moving. Yeah, okay. No, I'm gone. We're there. We did it. Hello. Okay. Also, several of you texted, I want that oh my god scream. That'd be kind of nice. Christopher walking yelling, "Hey, let's go. Traffic's a moving." Kind of nice. You'd be like, "What?"
That's pretty good.
Maybe something. 630, it just has to be Dennis Leary cursing.
Oh.
Just Dennis Leary specifically.
Yeah.
Harry Carey's hey, hey, hey. That'd be kind of nice. I did the Yogi Bear hey, hey, hey. Sorry, but they want Harry Carey's hey, hey, hey.
Harry Carey was holy cow. Jack Brickhouse was hey, hey.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah.
So 773, I need you to get it right because they said Harry Carey's hey, hey.
We know sort of what you meant.
Yeah, it's fine. So many of you are saying the same one. I'm going to hold on to it. But 815, coyotes yowling. The Three Stooges shouting, spread out. The scene from, I don't know.
I just love the randomness.
6-3-0, Ron Burgundy yelling, cannonball. 847, I wanted to be Samuel L. Jackson going, beep, beep, mother effer.
This would be a problem, because you'd like start to want to get crunked at, because it would be so funny.
But hearing him go, beep, beep, mother, father.
Whoa, ouch.
It'd be kind of nice. I wanted to just play Thunderstruck by AC/DC. That'd be nice.
Okay.
708, Frau Farbisna from Austin Powers just yelling, Scott! So yes. You would just hear someone yelling, Scott.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Online shopping. Traditionally, stereotypically speaking, the media, big media, wants us to think women are doing all the online shopping.
Yeah.
So QVC, they were like, you know what? We're going to figure this out. Because we did the research, and actually men spend 36% more than women shopping online. 36% more.
Whoa.
In a month, on average, a woman will spend $162 online shopping, and a man will spend $220. Now, it's worth noting, we don't need it to be a big purchase. My brother-in-law once ordered 2 AA batteries online.
Oh, wow.
To avoid going to Walgreens. So, well, we have Prime. The Prime shipping's free.
Yeah.
The batteries are the same price, and I didn't have to leave my house.
All right. And it'll be here in 2 hours.
Exactly. Literally. They were here before I ordered them, and the guy put them in the remote. It was amazing. What did he recently buy online? 312-233-1019. LB, good morning.
Good morning.
LB, what did he buy online?
So he has kind of an obsession with Funko Pops.
Yeah, the little figurines. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And any store, like anytime we go out, he wants to buy, but he's constantly buying online the exclusive, like expensive ones that always come out. Because they come out with one like every week or so.
Now, what's expensive? I sincerely don't know in this realm. Is it like $150, $200? Are those are they more than that?
So, funny enough, you would think that they're like pretty cheap because they range from like anywhere from 12 to 15 to 25. But when you buy like 8 or 9 at a time, that adds up.
Yeah. Now, what's the most recent one he bought? Do you know?
You know what? I don't watch anime, but he totally bought like a couple anime ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they are, but they keep showing up. Okay, yeah. So Funko Pops. Hey, Chad, what's happening?
Hello.
Chad, what'd you recently buy online?
So a few months ago, you guys were talking about the website Unclaimed Baggage, so I actually been looking on that, and I ended up buying a VR headset, one of the MetaQuest ones, for like $20 less than retail.
No way! Wow. So somebody left it on a plane, and then you bought it?
Yes.
And it showed up at your house in good shape, and it works?
Oh, yeah. I've been using it all week.
No way! Wow. That's amazing!
Wow. We're so happy to help you spend your money.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's awesome. Awesome. All right. So Unclaimed Baggage is where Chad's spending the money. Hey, Melissa, good morning.
Good morning.
What is he buying online?
He bought a giant box of J. Crew clothes, a bunch of North Face slippers, all of the Death Wish coffee cups, including and their coffee, because, God forbid, he has more than, like, 10 coffee cups, and then randomly yesterday texted me he bought me University of Oklahoma wine glasses because he was looking for the rocks glasses and they didn't have them, so he needed to just buy something.
The nice thing about those glasses is they'll be here sooner, so it's good.
They will be, and I already have like 1,000 wine glasses. So
I can hear the frustration in your voice. Do you guys talk about the online shopping? Do you encourage him to stop?
I mean, it's his money.
Okay, that's fair. It's just a lot of boxes in the house.
And you get some wine glasses.
Yeah, what the hell?
It works out.
Everybody's happy. Hey, Tim, good morning.
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
We're good, man. I love what you bought online, Tim. I want one, too. What'd you get online?
So I bought a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles hat with a big pizza on the center, and it said since 1984, and I just needed to have it. I don't even wear hats.
I know exactly what you mean, and I know the exact hat you're talking about. Oh, the Bill's Pizza, right?
The Bill's Pizza, and I was born in 84. Since 84, I had to have it.
You got to have it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even wear hats, but I have to have it. That is, this is man brain. This is exactly it. We'll be like, I don't know, I got to have that. It won't even fit me, but I got
to
have it.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
Working in a restaurant is a stressful job. It's a busy, busy job. Especially if you're at a very busy restaurant, you're running around, you're trying to make sure everybody gets taken care of, trying to keep a smile on your face, trying to be kind, you know. But often you're going to get a customer with a dumb question. Dumb questions, according to many servers online, include, the deal I found on the internet said it was 2 adults for $22, and yet you charged me 2 $11 meals. What gives, bucko? And, hey, these ham and cheese rolls, Is there ham in them? Yeah.
Yeah.
What other dumb questions, servers, have you been asked? Because Nikki used to work in a restaurant that had the MSBB, the Mushroom Swiss Bacon Burger.
Yeah, and every other burger had like a real name. Like, let me clarify. It was like the Growler, the Patty Melt, the
French
whatever.
Itch.
And this was four capital letters with period. MSBB.
Let me have the Ms. BB.
Yeah. Ms. BB.
Can I get the Ms. BB? And then Violetta's folks had an Eastern European restaurant, and people wanted the sausage-stuffed chicken thigh, but hold the sausage. Mm-hmm. Also, no stuff for us.
Yes.
I don't want any of the stuff.
No, keep the stuff at home.
Keep the stuff. Hi, Christina. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Now, Christina, you used to work down under at the Outback Steakhouse.
Yes, and we had a woman come in who tried to order the Bloomin' Onion and asked if she could get that without the onion.
Boom.
Okay.
Can I get the Bloomin' Onion? Hold the onion?
So she wanted breading.
And I went back to the kitchen like twice. They thought I was messing with them. I go, no, like she was very adamant about this. So like our cooks essentially just like fried up the batter and put it on a plate for her, and she was content with it.
Really? That's what she wanted. So actually, I mean, dumb, but effective.
It worked, I guess. Good on you for serving her something like, all right, hang on a second. Hi, Tina. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you, Chris? Good morning.
Good morning to you. Now, what was the question? You were a server. What kind of restaurant are we talking about?
My family used to own an Italian restaurant in Berwyn, and they asked me if cheese came on the pizza.
Was it because, now, let me ask you, on the menu, did it say like red sauce, basil, tomato, and it never said cheese?
No, I mean, we'd always... says cheese, and then it would list, you know, with sausage or like a four-way, which would come with like four other ingredients, but it said cheese specifically.
Yeah, right. I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt.
And I've always thought it was funny where people would order, I want a cheese and sausage, because they think the cheese is not assumed. But I've known a lot of people in life who will say it that way, even though I always thought, like, isn't it just kind of assumed that the cheese will be
there? You just want a sausage pizza.
Yeah, but I've known many people, myself not included, who would be like, I want a cheese and sausage, or give me a slice of cheese and sausage. Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know. Maybe it's one of them.
Hi, Tracy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tracy, what kind of restaurant did you work at?
It was sort of American restaurant. They served all different kinds of things, fish fry on Friday, that sort of thing. But most of the dinners came with a choice of potato. And so baked potato was one of the choices, and I had this couple come in, and they ordered their meal, and the lady asked for a baked potato, but don't cook it. And I was like, you want a raw potato? And she's like, yeah, don't cook it. And I'm like, okay. And when I went back to the kitchen, I put the order in, the cook was like, what is this? And I'm like, they want a raw potato. And he's like, you mean like out of the bag? I'm like, yeah, I guess. And so I put it on her plate with the rest of her meal, and kind of like rolling around, you know. And so when I served it, I thought for sure she's going to be like yell at me for something. And she took it and she put it in her purse.
I was just going to ask if she put it in her purse.
So she just wanted a potato
to take home.
Guess they're real expensive. I don't know, but she paid for it, so she got it. But that was weird.
What?
That is crazy.
It's Mix and Match. It's an easy game for you. Mix and Match even has a theme song, too. Who will you choose? Your head you'll scratch when you play Mix and Match.
Who is ready to mix it and match it? It's time for us. We share a fill in the blank. You choose one of us and try to match our answer right now. Please welcome to the show today's player. There he is.
Oh, my.
All right. Good morning, Kevin. How you doing today?
Good, man. How are you?
We're doing really well. Have you heard us play Mix and Match before, Kevin?
I believe I have, yes.
Okay, great. I love it. And are you a big Taylor Swift fan? You're eager to go to this Taylor Swift Serenades bar?
I am not, but my daughter is.
Hey. Oh, I love it. Here we go. All right, we got a dad playing for his daughter. What's her name, Kevin?
Kaylee.
All right,
and
Kaylee.
She is 21, so.
Oh, okay, I love it.
Kaylee,
hey guys.
Kevin, okay. Karaoke.
Karaoke,
oh,
come on.
Nice.
What's your, you got any other Ks in the family?
No.
No, that's okay, cool. I wasn't sure. Some families do that. They all have the same initial.
Yeah, like the Kardashians.
Oh, that's right.
It's Kaylee with a C.
Ah.
It's okay. It's better than.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Kevin, we are out of time, my man. No. No, I'm kidding. Okay, Kevin's playing for his 21-year-old daughter who wants to go to the Taylor Swift Serenades bar. So, Kevin, here's how it works. I'm going to share a fill-in-the-blank question with Nikki, Whip, Violetta. The four of us will write our answers down. Mm-hmm. Once we have our answers written down, I'll ask you to pick one of us. I'll share the options, and you'll try to match our answer. Does that sound good?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, guys, today, believe it or not, is National Clean Out Your Bookcase Day.
What?
So go home today and reorganize and clean out your bookcase. But my question to you is, the last book that I finished in its entirety was blank. The last book I finished in its entirety, cover to cover, was blank. Now, I'm eliminating children's books from this because I read like seven of those a night, so those don't count. Three, you guys write down your answers. Now, Kevin, are you a big reader?
I am.
You are? What's some of the books you've read recently?
Devil in the White City was the last one I finished. I read at least a book a week.
Wow.
Book a week?
That's amazing.
That's a great book. Crazy.
That is a great book.
Now, are you in a book club at all, or is it just you on your own? You just love books and you go find them?
Just me on my own.
Wow. Okay. You and my wife have a lot in common because she's in a book club, but she will read. If we didn't have kids, I think she would sincerely crush like 2 to 3 books a week.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, life and jobs get in the way. What do you do for a living, Kevin?
I'm an electrician.
You're an electrician? Do you do big job sites, houses, everything?
Everything.
Well, the good thing is, you need lights in order to read books. Otherwise,
after
dark, that would be nearly impossible. Hello.
Hello.
He lost the spark.
Nikki had the title of her book wrong, so I'm waiting for...
That's what I was working on.
One more time. No, you're moving too fast. Oh, got it. Now I got it. Yeah, okay.
Applauding for Vila's lost the spark comment. I don't want that to get lost.
Sorry.
Anybody who heard that, I just want to acknowledge
you,
that was very good.
It was a very short fuse there.
Watch out.
Oh, hey, she's back.
Yeah. All right. My goodness, she's lit up this morning. All right, Kevin. I've got everybody's answers locked in. I asked the room, what is the last book you read in its entirety? Who do you want to match answers with today? Chris, Nikki, Whip, or Violetta?
Nikki.
Okay, great.
Oh, man.
Now, if you get it correct, Kevin, you're going to hear this sound. If you get it incorrect, you're going to hear this. And you're going to get an earful from your daughter. But here we go.
All right, Kevin, we got this.
Here we go, Kevin. I asked the room, the last book that I finished in its entirety was, did Nikki say, I Must Say by Martin Short? That's his biography, autobiography. Did she say Endless Night by Agatha Christie? Did she say Bossy Pants by Tina Fey? Or did she say The Giver by someone?
Lois.
Lois Lane.
I'll go with The Giver.
You're sure? You're sure you want to go with The Giver on this one? You're playing for your daughter.
Yeah.
I want you to think about Nikki.
I'll go with Tina Fey.
Final answer? Final.
Yep, it is.
Yes!
Right out the gate, he had it without even thinking.
Oh, yeah,
nicely
didn't think
done,
about
Kevin.
It at all.
That is correct. Nikki's most recent book was Bossy Pants by Tina Fey.
Yeah, and it's great because she talks a lot about Chicago in it because she spent a lot of time here. So, highly recommend.
You know who else has spent some time in Chicago is Taylor Swift. And, Kevin, you just won the tickets to take your daughter or let her take a friend to the Taylor Swift Serenade Bar. Congrats.
That's awesome. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Oh, hang on, Kevin. You're not off the hook yet, my man. Hold on just a minute.
I got some sockets to install.
Let's see if you can call the book Whip Read, just for fun now, Kevin. Did Whip read recently, I Must Say, the Martin Short autobiography, Endless Night by Agatha Christie, or The Giver?
Whip sounds like a Martin Short guy.
Are you sure?
Oh, son of a ding-dong.
But I actually... made a plan to get that book this week, and
really?
I'm not even kidding. Yeah, I didn't read it because I don't have it yet, but I made a plan in my mind to get it. So you're close.
It's on my list as well. So.
Oh, look at that. No, Whip's been busy reading some Agatha Christie Endless Night.
Yeah, they're like Law and Order, except old, and in book form.
Then did Violetta recently read I Must Say by Martin Short or The Giver by Lois Lowry?
Violetta's a deep thinker. It's
got to
be The Giver.
Oh, yeah. And for these tickets, it made sense because Taylor Swift actually appears in The Giver movie.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She plays the piano in I'm not going to give the scene away, but it's a pretty important scene.
Watch
not going to give her the scene away.
Hey!
And that leaves the Martin Short book for me, Kevin, which, by the way, the book, not short at all, but really, really recommended.
Well, he's old. He's got a lot of life.
I can bring you my copy tomorrow if you want it.
If you're done with it,
it's
I'd be happy
It's just on the
to.
Shelf, and I got to clean that bookcase out today anyway.
Love to.
Congratulations, Kevin. Thank you for playing Mix and Match.
He's like, I got to get to work, and you two are sharing books right now.
Yeah, Kevin's like, can I hang up? I'm holding live wires over here. I would love it if Kevin started answering. He's like, this is against code, fella. I got to get moving.
You're listening to the Morning Mix podcast.
Poor Madonna fell out of her chair during a live performance just last night. Now, here's the audio. This is no joke. This is the audio of her falling. You're not going to really hear like a big noisy like or anything like that. But Madonna falls. You'll hear the audience react and then you'll hear her. You can barely hear her laughing in the background. So that's how exciting it was when Madonna fell on stage just the other night. She fell while performing Open Your Heart. Oddly enough, vocals not impacted by the fall. Thankfully,
she's a pro.
She was able to sound exactly like the recording.
Yes.
While she went through the fall, somehow kept the. I mean, great mic work. Yeah,
the microphone. Sound like anything happened.
As Swanee pointed out, the microphone's 15 feet away as she falls. And yet somehow,
she
caught
pro.
Up. She's a pro. Yeah. She's a pro.
She's backing vocals, man. Yeah.
Well, she didn't have the back of the chair. I know that. Hey, Mark. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well, Mark. You took a tumble out of a chair. What happened?
Oh, I've done it more than once. So at work, we got those office chairs that kind of lean back and are on wheels.
Yep.
And I'll sit too forward in the chair, and the chair will go shooting backwards, and I'll go shooting forward.
So it shoots out from under your butt and goes the other way.
Oh, totally. Last time I was on a conference call with, I'm a teacher, we're on a conference call with some parents, room full of other staff, and down I go shooting out of the chair. on the floor.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
Vanessa Williams is going to be starring as Miranda Presley in the Devil Wears Prada musical adaptation in London. She's a little icy, so I could see that being
that
a good role.
Watch out.
Shows begin in October, and as Miranda would say, that's all. Leave me alone.
Leave me alone now.
Go away.
Bye.
Yeah, but she doesn't say all that. All she says is, that's all.
That's all. And then you know the rest.
Yeah. And we're going to be playing some audio here. Miranda might give you some anxiety, but she is a little bit scary, and that's the role she's going to be playing. Self-checkout also. A little bit of anxiety.
Please scan your first item or shopper's card. Whatever is comfortable for you. Unexpected item in the bagging area. But that's okay. You're not in trouble, and nobody is angry with you. Place your bananas in the bag. Calling attendant. You didn't mess up. I did. You did everything right. Place the item in the bagging area. There's not enough space sometimes, and that can be frustrating. You saved $7 on your purchase, which is a great excuse to get a coffee. Please take your receipt in case they stop you at the door, which they shouldn't do, because you obviously did nothing wrong.
So that would be what it sounds like if the self-checkout was dealing with an anxious person. Like, don't worry, you're not in trouble. This is fine.
Mine sounds like that already, I feel like, most
of the
time.
Unexpected item in the bagging area every time.
Every time.
Like, there's nothing there. Yeah. And by the way, which one's the bagging area, jerk?
Here, here.
Yeah,
the
that's
one
what I say back to it.
Yeah. Also, the red light's been blinking. Is anyone going to come over and scan their little badge so I can keep going? This is my kid crying. Can we go?
Yeah. It always is seeing things.
It really is.
Yeah. It is.
And not seeing things you want it to see.
That's
We need to put these in for these guys right here.
Okay, guys.
All right. Like she said, you did great. You guys did great.
How about the oddly shaped item that you can barely make the scanner get to the thing?
What do I do with this kumquat? How do I scan it?
Yeah.
I would rather steal it all and just risk being arrested than deal with the stress of this dumb checkout.
Yeah. Well, everybody knows. It's like one for me, two for them. You know, it's like one.
Does everybody know that?
Yes. You know.
And they don't catch people like that.
Come on. I know. What the heck?
And next up, former Disney Channel star. So you might know about this already.
Okay, let's go.
Because you're our Disney Channel expert,
only
in
certain years, yeah.
So star Bridget Mendler.
Bridget Mendler of Good Luck Charlie.
You know
Teddy
her?
From Good Luck Charlie.
Exactly.
She's one of my all-time favorite celebrities.
You know what I love?
Please do not say she got arrested or something bad.
No, this is really...
Oh,
you are going to love her 10 times, maybe 100 times more.
Fantastic.
So she's 31 years old, and she's known for that spectacular
Good Luck
career.
Charlie.
Good
Hilarious
Luck Charlie.
Show. Go to Disney Plus. You will binge watch all four seasons.
Yes.
Guaranteed.
She just announced that she is launching a startup called Northwood Space. So this came out yesterday. Basically, she's going to be helping mass-produce ground station or large antennas that help connect other satellites in space. She is a very smart person.
She's a genius.
Yeah.
She doesn't need sitcom life.
No. So basically she says the vision is a data highway between Earth and space. Space is getting easier along so many different ways and so many different dimensions that we have access to. But apparently the data is very slow from going from Earth to space. And she's helping build all these satellites. She goes into this crazy things. Nobody knew what she was up to after the pandemic.
Right.
She's like, me and my husband were at home while people are making banana bread. We were making antennas. And now she's the CEO of this company.
Let's go.
She also has a four-year-old kid nobody knew about.
Whoa.
And she's just breaking all the news down yesterday and just changing the world.
Unbelievable.
1 year for every season of the show.
That's what I'm saying. Go watch it. I promise you won't
be disappointed.
Again? Good luck, Charlie.
It's one of your favorite celebrities.
Like
and now
ever.
She's going to tackle space.
It's when Disney could still be just a little tiny, eensy, teensy, weensy bit mean with its sitcom jokes.
Uh-huh.
Like a little, little politically incorrect at times, a little something for the adults, a little bit like, they wouldn't say that now, but it's like 2011, so they still could. It's gold.
Watch out.
I'm so happy that you love that. Yeah. That's your flash briefing.
We got to watch the show.
I don't know. Just leave it
to him. A lot of people are texting that they love Good Luck Charlie.
It's awesome.
Best show ever.
Told
I'm 45.
You. Told you.
708.
Wheelhouse.
Just don't go watch it by yourself.
Yeah,
that's your flash briefing.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 1019 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.